Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What isn't odd is the Kiefer Madness Week in Review.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Kiefer, I think it is. Rich Kiefer.
Who is that?
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where is Keith?
Hey, Keith, you're a dude.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Keith of Madness is so hit or miss.
Keith is a nice guy.
Keith for Madness?
It's Keith for Madness with Gresh and Keith on WEEI.
I bring it.
A Bigfoot murdered three guys on a dope farm.
And it's the Celtics.
She grabbed up the big bottle of Captain Morgan and just guzzled it like this.
No! What do you mean no?
All right, here we go. It's time for our weekend review. We have a lot to get to. Let's start with the madness from Tuesday, where we had a madness revisited. A woman about a year ago jumped into a spider monkey cage at a zoo and started feeding flaming hot Cheetos to the monkey. She has since done an interview, an exclusive interview, that aired this week.
The video is well known. A woman going into a day after the video went viral, Ray says she lost her job at a law firm and was harassed on social media. Harassment she doesn't believe she deserves. Now she works for this man, defense attorney Mark T. Davis. Davis says she has been an excellent employee, already receiving three raises since being hired.
The Cheeto incident was really great for me. It's great to have Lucy working here.
Now, something might seem off about this picture. A large bag of Cheetos front and center. Ray placed that bag in front of our microphone and kept it there for the entirety of the interview.
You had fed the spider monkeys in the enclosure Flamin' Hot Cheetos, so why do you bring these here today?
Well, for the record, it wasn't hot Cheetos, okay? They were regular Cheetos.
I mean, what kind of dog and pony show is this entire outfit?
I started to think of it after we talked about it on Tuesday. Did you ever see the old, like, Bear Bryant press conferences and now the Nick Saban pressers? They got that bottle of Coca-Cola right there.
Oh, you do, yeah.
That's what it was. It was product placement.
Remember Ronaldo moved? I think it might have been Coke. He, like, moved and it cost them, like, millions of dollars or whatever.
They
had it there.
Absolutely.
And
by the way, if for those who just Google Lucy Ray fed the Cheetos.
Cheetos.
Worth a look.
Yep.
We'll leave it at that.
Doing all right. Eddie House, doing great.
Awesome.
Now, friend of the show, former Celtic great, he was on with us, and I brought up his 61-point game against Cal that he had in college.
I just wanted to win the game, and believe it or not, I only had 19 at half. And we went to double overtime, so all those buckets, I needed every last basket for us to win. That's all it was. It was just, I had no idea when the game was over with. Eddie Johnson, who covers the Phoenix Suns, you know, used to play in the NBA or NBA bet. EJ was like, man, you know how many points you got? He did the after-game interview. He's like, you know how many points you got? I was like, like, what, 43? He was like, no, 61. I was like, oh, man, praise God. I mean, I had no idea.
Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to him too. He had some great Celtics breakdown as well.
Would you put him in the top five guests of the show since you and I have been together?
He
was a fantastic.
I think so. I'd put him up there.
Was great.
Colin Quinn, Jim Norton, Daniel Bryan, Chris Jericho, Eddie House.
Well, no, Swagoo. Swagoo's got to be in there.
Swagoo was good.
Swagoo.
Deuce McAllister and Jake DeLome.
Yeah. You and I love the wrestlers.
I would
put Jericho in over
the
Danielson.
Comedians and wrestlers, I'm pretty partial to.
I can understand why.
Big debate on the show this week. Can you point fingers in photos? Can you do the old finger point?
I hate
a yay
it.
Or a nay on that.
Stupid. We have a photo near the Good Hopper here in the downstairs portion of Odyssey Boston that has it's a picture of Steve Aoki with it was a DJ or something that he shoved their face in cake or whatever, but he did the point. I hate.
What do you mean pointing?
Pointing at her, like people take a.
What are you doing? But I don't know.
I hate the point.
What do you do? Hold your hands up.
Put
them
in your side. Go half around. But the whole point.
No, you can't touch people. Now.
Oh, like when we were in Vegas for UFC, and my kids met that ninja, and they pointed. I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, what do you want them to do?
And then they're like, wait. It turned into a big discussion of how the point in photos is the worst.
I don't mind a point because first of all, you can't touch people, especially if you don't know them. That's a lawsuit waiting to happen. Just arms down your side, look like a Neanderthal.
Well, I'm not doing a prostate check on these people, but I'd like to think if I went halfway around on the arm or something for a photo,
I think your finger up their ass, Gresh. That's what we're talking about.
Oh my God, John.
Hey,
leave it to John.
Yeah, right?
At least I tried to brush a prostate.
Yeah, I tried to cover it a little bit and be a little professional about it. By the way, look at our picture with Callum Scott. You know what there was none of?
Pointing. I didn't point at him?
No.
Should have.
No, you shouldn't have.
Should have pointed.
Sometimes it's the other way around, and the famous person will point at you to make you feel good. I've had that happen before.
Oh, I'm going to picture this. Bleep.
Awful. It's all awful.
Well, speaking of famous people, Kendrick Lamar had released his new album last week.
Oh, yeah.
So we went to Billy Lanny for his review of the new Kendrick Lamar album.
Not a fan.
All right.
Moment of the week. John would just avoid everything if Kendrick Lamar walked in. Billy would be like, go down the hall.
Billy, it's been a couple of months. How do you feel about working with John Anderson every day?
Not a fan.
Can I review the Harry Styles album quickly?
No, save it for your blog.
What does Billy think of it, though?
Not a fan.
Yeah, I figured as much. All right, this is going to be pretty important. This weekend, it's supposed to be hotter than blazes, so we had Keefe's Keys to Beating the Heat. Here we go. It is time for Keefe's Keys to Beat the Heat.
Beat the Heat, baby. Here we go.
Number one, stay inside with the AC on.
Huh? Wait. What?
Get personal fans and sleep in front of one of them at night. I got another key for you. Speaking of fans, point them at a bowl of ice on the floor. It's going to spread around a lot of cool air. In extreme cases, stuff ice down your pants. In extreme cases.
Oh, okay.
Stuff it down your pants. Switch from hot to iced coffee.
That's one way to beat the heat.
That is true.
That's one way to beat the heat.
Let me grab my iced coffee.
Drink even more water than normal. Proper hydration, even more important. In the heat, you don't want to get dehydrated.
That's true.
It's supposed to be 95 this weekend.
95 and 96.
95.
Like back-to-back Saturday, Sunday, we're all going to melt.
Jeepers. Well, we had, for the final time during the Bruins season, Andrew Raycroft joined us. And, he was pretty impressed by one of Gresh's questions.
So, Razor, if Patrice Bergeron walks away, how does that potentially change the way Bruce Cassidy interacts with the guys in the room? Does it become more important that he doesn't rub people the wrong way? How could Cassidy be impacted if Bergie walks away?
That's a great question, Gresh. I like that. I haven't thought of that angle.
Wow.
I think it's I think that's a really important angle.
Well, that also, Raycroft went on to answer that, but then it led to this.
Now, Keith.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you to possibly turn your headphones down only for about 10 seconds because I want to say in a loud and clear voice, the great question that Andrew Raycroft liked was a John Anderson question.
What?
I was just the one who repeated it.
Yeah, but he also laughed at the idea of Marshall playing center, and that's what John's been pushing for the last 2 weeks.
I technically haven't said that on the air. That was
in
the email. No, I didn't.
The Martian thing?
I don't think I did.
100%
you did.
100% he did. 100% he did.
You still haven't found the audio. So.
I have not looked for the audio because I know that it happened. Now, John also revealed something today. Actually, you know what? Let's go to my reveal first.
Yes, yes.
John's reveal is even better. My reveal first.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
All right.
They're both important, I would say.
They're different.
They're for sure different.
If I were in a picture with both of you,
who would you point at?
I would point toward you and your wife.
So John and I on the so this is why you have to tune in every single day
because
you
right.
literally never know what's going to happen. Even some of the hosts and producers don't know what is going to be said on the program.
That's right.
So I had this little nugget yesterday. So I didn't know when I was going to make this announcement. all seriousness, because Derek White's information, I might as well say now, having another kid.
What?
How do you like that?
Whoa. Yeah. Wait a minute.
I like that.
Look at just slip that in.
I like that.
Well, he did slip it in.
Sure did. The pandemic.
Wow. Pulled the goalie? Was this planned? What's the deal here?
Oh, yeah. Let's just say I understand people who struggle to get pregnant and stay pregnant.
Yeah, yeah.
There's I'm very, very, very sympathetic to those people. And
So
Derek White.
Look
thanks to Derek
guy.
White. He's just into the news desk.
Listen, breaking news. Rich Keefe's boys can swim.
Yes.
They've connected once again on a child soon to be born.
I'm the man. So that led to some more personal announcements, I think.
Speaking of slipping it in.
I may have swayed John to sort of come clean. Well, yeah, actually.
Come dirty.
Well, we'll find out. But then John felt the need to share this.
I had to back out to go to the doctor's the other day.
Yeah, what happened?
Want to know why I was there?
You know what? I wasn't going to ask because of HIPAA, but go ahead.
Yeah.
I think I violated it myself then. I had to get a little test.
You got some stank on your hang low?
Yeah, just make it cover all purposes.
So you got the Q-tip.
Oh!
Well, we don't need to go.
Have you got the results yet?
Is it itchy?
Oh, yeah, I'm clean.
Burns the high heaven, but they said I got nothing. I can't sleep, and it is extremely painful.
Sir,
it's only intensifying down there.
Out of my back door, it burns all the time. Now it's in the front. Do I got to worry?
No, you're fine, dude.
Yeah, right.
You're fine.
When's the last time you've had sex?
Never. You're good.
Never have, but I just feel like I've read a lot of books and I've seen a lot of movies. So congrats to John. And now,
congrats, Rich. And
when Billy said the Q-tip, all I could think of was that. It made me squirm.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Well, that thankfully, the very next trending that John had following the big announcement that he's clean as a whistle, allegedly. You had this.
Trending now, brought to you by Lifetime Roofing. If you have missing, loose, cracking, or dirty shingles, this sounds like it's about me. Water in your attic, or worse, a knocking leak.
Have water in your attic, that's for sure.
You need Lifetime Roofing. Visit LifetimeRoofingMA.com for a free estimate and save 10% on a new full roof installation when you mention WEEI. Lifetime Roofing.
Crack shingles over here.
Doc, I think I got a dirty shingle. Can you help me? Oh, it's dirty, buddy.
Yeah, you give it a rinse every once in a while. Oh, that was perfect timing. That was perfect.
And John, it was a good story, and he did not steal your thunder.
No, he did not. Not at all.
One in the oven.
Thanks for sharing.
May I ask,
yes,
when are we allowed to either A, come up with the birth date pool, and will you be taking submissions for actual names for your future child?
Oh, I'm all ears.
Oh, yeah.
Names. Whatever you have. Let's throw it.
Is your wife going to let you name this one Gamora?
Unlikely. I tried that last time, got shot down, but maybe there's a chance.
Do you think there is a chance that because I know your wife is aware of the show, doesn't listen all the time.
Not all the time.
But whenever she's talked about, we'll hear from it at work.
Yes.
Is there any chance that we might be able to get the top three submissions submitted to her for counsel?
Yeah, we can do that.
Yes.
We'll take top three, send them her way. I believe she certainly has veto power.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, and then we can do the pool of the date at some point. It's not going to happen until the fall, like early fall, so we got time.
For those other hosts that are listening, $20 a head, we'll figure it out. Billy will run it all. We'll be good. I put it on Billy now. Or at least we'll say we put it on Billy.
Billy strikes me as like the Super Bowl squares guy, you know?
Sorry, I don't know where your money went.
I'll hold it.
It went to making sure you don't have dirty shingles. Yeah. There it is.
All right.
Well, congratulations to you.
Those screenings are free,
again.
Actually, under the Affordable Health Care Act, Gresh.
Oh, here we go. Great.
Yeah,
they are. They told me that before they gave it to me.
Oh, well,
they were like, this ain't going to cost you extra.
Made you thrilled. Then you wanted the whole workup. That's when you found
might as well
out.
Check all the holes.
That's I got to pay $20 for a COVID test, but this guy's walking in there and getting the whole thing done for free.
$50 to get this thing of wax out of your ear, but the Q-tip right up the old chip for good.
To give you some cream.
Oh, man. There's your week in review, and what a week it was on Gresh and Keefe. The Red Sox are starting to hit. Trevor's a story. That's next.
The Cheeto incident was really great for me.
Well, for the record, it wasn't hot Cheetos, okay? They were regular Cheetos.
Not a fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.